We've had up to now the four types of tumah that affect the human being: the orboser, the shchin in mikveh, the karachas, and I'm sorry, the nitke, the nisokim, the tsaras of the rosh and zokin, of the hairy parts of the face and the scalp. And in a bald person, the fourth type, karachas and gabachas, on the front and back of the bald scalp. Now in Mishnah Yizayin and Ches respectively, we're going to be dealing with the tumas that don't apply to a person, but to begodim and to batim. Mishnah Yizayin, habegodim mitamim b'shnei shvuos u'b'shlosh simonim, over a two-week period and with three simonim. B'yurakrak u'b'yadamdam u'b'pisoyon. Now the yurakrak is a deep green, and a damdam is a deep red, and pisoyon, we know what pisoyon means. The yurakrak ubed adamdam, with the deep green, deep red, known in Hebrew, when you repeat a root like yerek yerek yurakrak adamdam, it intensifies. It means in a more intense state. It's a deep green and deep red. The yurakrak ubed adamdam b'tchila. Now b'sof shur rishon and b'sof shur sheni. So the first of all, the Rav asks a question. There are several difficulties over here. Why is it that by the nige adam, the Tana didn't mention the colors again, as he mentioned in the first perek? Why aren't they simoni tuma? So the Rav explains they're not simoni tuma. The white colors, the four white colors mentioned in the first Mishnah, starting with Azu Kesheleg, and then you have the Sida Hechel, you have the depending on how you learn Rabbi Meir the Chachamim, we'll go like the Chachamim, the Tzemer Lovin, and the least being the Krum Habetza, the membrane of an egg. And the admixtures of red, that's damdam or potoch, according to Rabbi Yishmol and Rabbi Kiva, these things, he says, are not simonim of tumah. Rather, they are colors that have a propensity, that have an inclination or a vulnerability to tumah. They're not simoni of tumah. If a person has a gris, or grisim, or larger than a gris, of these things, and they don't spread, and they don't get the black hairs turning white, or get a michia, healthy skin in the middle, in the shape of a square, for his whole life, he's not a mitzori, he's tahar. So these are things that simply have to be watched, but they have a possibility of becoming tame if the simoni tuma, if the simoni tsaras occur. But they are not simoni tsaras themselves. They're simply a precondition for tsaras. But these colors are simoni tsaras. So that's the first thing the Rav explains. Then the Tosfos Yom Tov explains something else over here. In the previous Mishnayos, when we said, let's say the ser lovan, the black hair that's turned white, black hairs that have turned white, that they are mitame betchila, the very beginning. So at that point, the mitzora is a mitzora muchlot. However, here, the process, if the garment or the house is a damdam or yurakrak, the process isn't over. It's not muklat. So he says, this is a Tos Yom Tov. Ein ze kamo betchilu dechol ha-negoyim. This is not like the beginning by all the other negolim we've had up till now in the beginning of this perek. The kulu lahachlid, those are all final. They're machlid, it's mitzor muklat. V'hochel lahazkir. But here it's simply to put the object into abeyance and say there's a problem here that has to be watched. V'hochel lahazkir. It only mentions b'tchila because pisoyon is not b'tchila. That's why it mentions b'tchila over here, in contrast to pisoyon. Because even if the first sighting, the Kohen sees it spreading, that's not going to be machlit. It doesn't make a difference. It's just the colors that that are there that require watching now. So, the object now is musker. It has to be watched. Now here, let me explain what happens at the end of the first week and the end of the second week. And here, I want to turn to the Tiferes Yisroel. The Tiferes Yisroel explains that at the end of the first week, the Acher Hezger Shavua Rishon, Dafka Bishnayim L'Reyusa, if you have two bad, a doubly bad situation, the Hainu Sh'omei B'Mariso. Now again, the size of these Negoim, also this Yerakrak and Damdam, are gris, and it stands in its original color. The kol shekein shehosif biyosamare, and how much more so if the color intensified, the gamposo, and it spread, as machlito, the gam here means or it spread really, as machlito miyad acher hesker, it is specifically the gamposo. It intensifies in color and spreads, as machlito miyad acher hesker rishon. After the first week, he's machlitit, if those things happen. Ubishteni letivuso, where if two good things happen during that first week, shekeyami mariso, the hainu she nasem yurak rak yorok, it diminished, the deep green turned into a lighter green, regular green. Umi adam dam odom, and from deep red, crimson red, or dark red, to a regular red, the chol shekin nisapik legamri lamare kasher legamri over legamri, which simply gone away, either turned to a different color that's kosher, or it's gone away completely. Hari bechol hanachofanim, in all these conditions, gam kain lo posiso hanega, and of course where the nega didn't spread, mechabso matbilo v'tohar. So again, at the end of the first week, it could either be ruin the garment, of course, if it's tummy, it has to be burned. But so at the end of the first week, if its color intensifies, gets darker, or this bisoyon, or it spreads, then it's mukhlot. That's it. If, however, two good things happen, the color diminishes from dark red to regular red, dark green to regular green, without any pisoyon, without any increase, or the color goes turns into a different color completely, not the red or the green, or it goes away completely, then the Kohen at the end of the first week can be metaret. If it stays as is, without any pisoyon, then we go to a third week. So now he says, "Avol bechadal tivusa." If there's only one good thing, this is at the end of the first week. Kagon shomad b'mariso, o hosif bo avolo poso. If it stayed the same color, or it increased its color, but it didn't have pisoyon, it didn't increase in size, it didn't spread. Oshiposor, it spread, but it spread as a dimmer color. Keomi Miruso, in some of your rakrak yorok, it turned light green instead of dark green. Umiadam dam odom, a regular red instead of deep red. So mechabsu masgiro shuashenis. In such a case, with only, so we could either, in the worst case scenario, you have two things that are bad. The color intensifies, spreads, or it, the two things are good, the color diminishes or disappears altogether and there's no spreading. So in the first case it's muklot, in the second case it's tohar. But if the color remains as Chalotivusa. Either it remained as it was, or it increased its intensity, but it didn't spread. It didn't get over a greater area. Oshaposa, or it spread, but it got into a lighter color. For instance, it turned from green to red, to dark green to regular green, or from dark red to regular red. So then, at the end of the first week, Mechabso umazgiro shua shenis. He'll wash it and he'll be masquer it, put it in the bains for a second week. So ubisof shavua sheni. On the achrapatur, this is what the Mishnah says, that by the coloring, it's betchila, but the chila is not like the other tchila where it's muchlat, but it requires hesger. Then b'sof shuah rishon, we explain what happens b'sof shuah rishon, and we'll get to b'sof shuah sheni in a moment. And liach rapatur, if the simoni tuma come back, even after the kohen said it was tohar, it's tumming. U'b'pisoyon b'sof shuah rishon, if it spreads at the end of the first week, then it's muchlat, then it has to be burned b'sof shuah sheni, liach rapatur. And after the betur, umitamin bishnei shvuos, shein shloshos yom, and they become tamei over 2 weeks, which are again 13 days, 7 days at the end of the first week, and the second week begins on that seventh day, so you have 6 more days. Now, what about the case where it extends into the hezker sheni, the second week? So that the Tiferes Yisrael explains. The Sof Shua Gimel Dafka, at the end of the second week, Shenishtane Lamarish Einbo Klal Yerakos Adamdiu Adamdiu Adam Mimus. If at the end of the second week, after 2 weeks of Hezger, it turns into a color which has no green or red in it at all, Af Shenishir Hakesem Begodlo. Even though the stain remains the same size, but it's not red or it's not green. Ogam poso mechabso umadvilo v'tohar. And even if the red and green color is gone, and there's still a stain there, and even if that stain grows as pisoyon. But not of a damdam or your rock, then he washes the garment, umadbilo, when he puts it in the mikveh this time, and it's tohar. Hoim omad bi'enav. However, on that after the second hezger, if it remained the same color, afshuhuga bimaris. I'm sorry, v'kol shekain. I'm sorry. Hoim omad bi'enav. It remained as it was. V'kol shekain. Kishahosi for Mariso, and how much more so if it intensified in its color, even without pisoyum, even if it didn't spread. Oshiposa, or it spread, Afshahuka Bamariso, but it got a lighter shade of red or a lighter shade of green, Misaba, Amiyarakrok Yorok, Miyamdamdam Adom, Sorith Kula Beged. Here by the second week, the only mitigating thing by the second week is if the red and the green disappeared completely. If there's still red or green, even without pisoyon, or this pisoyon of a lighter red or green, I'm sorry. If there's pisoyon, certainly it's gone. But if there's still red or green, even a lighter shade of red or green, but it doesn't turn to a different color, then so soreif kula bega, that garment has to be burned. Aval kashinishtane lamara cheres pesula, shenasimi irakro that adamdom. However, if it turned from red to green, o ipcha, bein shepos olo, whether it spread or not, korea makom anega verfo. He just cuts out the part where the nega was and he burns it. We'll have this later on. The Rav actually gives the perek because it's a lot of detail later on. No, actually, the Rav doesn't give by Karakas Kabachas his perek yud meforesh. But these are all explained in later prokim in the Masechta. I'm sorry. So the he says, so if it changed after the second week from red to green or green to red, so then, and he says, Bain Shapasalo, even if it spreads, after 2 weeks, he cuts out just that part where it changed from red to green or green to red, and he cuts it out and he burns it. Veshura begin mechabso umatbilo v'tor. And the rest of the garment, he's matbil it, he puts it in mikveh, he washes it first, and puts it in mikveh, and it's tor. All right, we're going to have, of course, in much greater detail in the prokim actually deal with this. So again, this Mishnah concludes mitami mishnei shvuos. So there are 2 weeks, and we see this as complicated 2 weeks. Shein shlosh yosiyom, which is 13 days. Mishnah ches habotim mitamim b'shlosh shvuos. Just as we saw by the shchin and the mikveh, that they are only 1 week, the botim have 3 weeks. U'b'shlosh simonim. And with three signs, b'shloshes shvuos and three signs, b'yirak rak v'damdam, those two deep colors, u'b'pisoyim, b'yirak rak v'damdam b'tchila. Again, it doesn't mean that they're mukhlet b'tchila, but the hezker starts b'tchila, as opposed to pisoyim. If as a kohen comes into the house, near the kohen has to come, the house doesn't come to him. As the kohen comes into the house, as he sees it spreading, he's not machlit it in the at the first visit, but he will be mazgir on the basis of yirak rak and adamdom b'tchila, b'sof shvu rishon, b'sof shvu sheni, and b'sof shvu shlishi, liachar hapatur and liachar hapatur. After he said it was tor, these yirak rak and adamdom came back, then it's muchlot. Uba pisoyon, or if it spreads at any given point, then he's machlit it. Uba pisoyon is besov shua rishon, besov shua sheni. Pisoyon has effect at the end of the first week, at the end of the second week, besov shua shlishi at the end of the third week, if it hadn't spread in prior to that, and liachra patur. After the patur, it suddenly comes back and spreads. Umitame bishloshe shvuos, and it's mitame over 3 week period, shehen tisha osu yom, which are 19 days. Ein bin negoim pochos mishua echod. The Mishnah concludes there are not in negoim less than 1 week, which is in the case of the shchin and the mikveh, lo yoser al shloshe shvuos, and not more then 3 weeks, as in the case of Batim. Now, since again it's complex, the Nige Batim, and I just want to read without going into actually what happens during the 3 weeks. We'll have it later on when we get to that perek. But I want to read the Rambam here a little bit. Omar benige botim, this is the Rambam in his Pirish Mishnayis, shikaruros, yirak rakos, these are streaks of green or damdamos, of dark green, or damdamos, or dark red, v'omar behem, v'nei posa hanege bekiro sabayis, the nege has spread through the walls of the house, avul shlosha shuos o'ela enam ksuvim beferish, the 3 weeks by the botim are not explicitly written about in order in the Torah. And this is why I'm loath to get involved with the actual what happens during the 3 weeks. We'll have it later on when in the parak that deals with the with Nige Botim in detail. Elohemin akosu via perusha makubul. There is somewhat from the Torah, but they also the Torah shebal peh is needed to define them. Bahainu ki omar bihiskir esabayis shivas yomim. There is red and there is green, and he lets the house has to be watched now as hezger for 7 days. V'yachar kach sivoshim mitzo shegvar poso yakar es osun avonim. the Torah commands that after that 1 week, if it finds that the discoloration is spread, he has to uproot those stones, v'yisaleach, v'yisalek esatiach, v'yatuach esabayis pamshniyah, and he removes the plaster, the mortar that holds the stones together, and replasters them a second time. V'omro v'yofer acher yikach v'toach esabayis. So that's after the first hezker. V'yachar kak boa kosu v'yomer, uvo a kohen v'roa. The kohen comes and he sees v'nei poso negbabayis. Ubo b'kabola in the sifro. This is now b'kabola means from the Torah Shebal Peh. Shapasuka zaino omra b'tzoras shechosu b'bayis liachar tichoso. But tzoras that appears after the replastering of the house after the first hezker. You don't require their pisoyon, the spreading of the teras. If the teras hasn't gone away, we have to destroy the house. Matzaras a fretful type of teras, a destructive tzaras, if it stays in the same color, you metami it even if it doesn't spread. You metami it even if it doesn't spread. A pasuk hazesh umar v'hinei pasu hanegab bias eliachas shu shlishi. Only after the third week do we speak about pisoyon. Sheim nirisu hatzaras bebayis. If there was a tzaras in the house, v'huzkar shivas yamim, and it was watched for 7 days, v'lo pasusah, it didn't go away, but it didn't spread. V'shuv huzkar shivas shenis, it didn't go away, u'pasusah, and it spread by the third week. Azai okrimes avonim ubonim biavonim acheros. Then we uproot the stones. We take out the stones, put other stones in their place. At the end of the first week, it didn't spread. At the end of the second week, it didn't go away, but didn't spread. At the end of the second week, it spread. It spread. Then shniya upasasa. After 2 weeks of hesker, it spread. Then we take out the stones where it spread. We repatch with mortar the house. Umaskiru so shushishi. And then we watch the house for the additional third week. V'imachrakach poso anega horeso so. After the third week, in other words, it spread already at the end of the second week. So where it spread, we take out those stones and replaster. And then we watch, and the third week it's back and it's spreading again. Then the house has to be destroyed. And the Rambam says, "V'yonosif l'cho beir bimkomo b'masech azos." And we'll add additional explanation about nigei botim in its proper place in this masechta. And I'll follow the Rambam's lead on that, and we'll discuss it more in detail when we get actually to that chapter. So we finished now, Baruch Hashem, we finished the first three chapters of Negoyim.